Yes, we started talking about Taisus Pashta. So Taisus asked by case of Chesek Pruta, the Chesek Pruta, the Chesek Pruta, Taisus asked, why don't we say Pashta? Why don't we say Pashta? But the first case, the Gemara Taisus didn't ask, Chesek the Chatsi Pruta. Now we said, if it's Pashta, it's only half the Pruta, what are you going to say? So there's the, never mind the Chatsi Isha, it's a Chatsi Pruta. But in the case of Chesek Pruta, the Chesek Pruta, there, the whole problem is that it's a chatzi isha. Chatzi isha, the Gemara said, Ramad Aleph, you should say pashta. The only reason we don't say pashta is because it's das acheres. But here there's no problem with das acheres. She's masking to both halves, so there's no das acheres impeding. So Taisus answers, you only say pashta when it's a lashon of kiddushin. And here it's not a lashon of kiddushin. And the other Rishonim don't start, not machalik that way, the other Rishonim, the Rishonim on the daf, a lot of them don't even address the question, and then but the halacha, the Torah and the Rambam, when they bring down the halachas of Agamar, they bring, he said, I re'at mekudeshes. And in that context, they bring down all the bias of the Gemara. So it seems that they're not mechalek between Lashon Kiddushin and other Lashonos. So what do they do with the problem of Pashta? So one possibility, this was what I talked through yesterday, one possibility is, we do find in Rishonim and Amad Aleph, the Rashba and Taisus Rid, they say that even if she is masking, we don't say Pashta. So once you need her das, so even if she does give us the das, you can't say Pashta. The Rashba's nusach is because she'll be makachas as atzma. To say pashta, but her das is going to allow it to happen, so that means that she is enabling the kiddushin. That's key. That lacks in kikach like kisikach. Taisus Rid says, but the Taisus Rid means I know exactly that you don't say pashta in a case where you need 2 days. You only say pashta where it's only totally in one das. It's totally in two days. You don't say pashta, whatever that means. So they say it to address. They say those svaras, not to answer Tosfos Kashya Amud Beis. They say those svaras to explain why in Amud Aleph. They think that even not in the fancy cases of Agamar, they think in the regular case of Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, her das is that she's meant that she wants to be Miskadesh Kula, because she also knows there's such a thing as Pashta. So you have her das anyway, so what does the word mean there's a problem with das acheres? So they say, once you need her das, then even if you have her das, you can't say Pashta. So Mela, if you them, the Kash over here, the Kash here in Amud Beis will also be with Turis. I think that those svaras are not available to Tosfos. Since Tosfos holds that the svar of Pashta is only when it says a lashon of kiddushin, the pshuta that means that Tosfos holds that it's not a real Pashta. It's not that kiddushin really has the halachas of Pashta. After all, Tosfos asks an Amud Aleph. Pashta is exeris hakosa by kiddushin. If a kiddushin don't have exeris hakosa. It's just that since he's using a lashon of hekdesh, a lashon of kiddushin, so therefore, since he's using a lashon of hekdesh, so the kiddushin should have pashta, which I think means pashta. Try to means. Shimon says this way. Father, yeah, ka'omer. You know, there are those who want to say that when you mekadesh b'lashon kiddushin, it's a whole different kind of kiddushin, and it's a kiddushin that has dinei hekdesh. Very juvenile svaras tochara. Very hard to say those svaras. The Pashup Shad is like that it's a halach in his kavanah, since he used the lashon of hekdesh, so he wants it to work with he wants her to be mukudeshes to the extent that she would be mukdash if she was a cow. So then he wants it to be he's so a lashon somewhere, forgetting which sefer, that it's like maybe like a hat pasul. Just like you say, you know, harezek a carbon. It's a lashon neder. Not that it's a carbon, but it's a hat pasul. Like that's the model, and now you're using that model, like you're talking in pictures. That's the model of what I want this to be. I want it to be also. So he's using a model. You know, the way hekdesh is, that's what I want you to be. So how does hekdesh work? If you makdesh chetzia, it's pashta v'kula. So that's how I want you to be mekudeshes to me. So maybe it's built into his lashon that she should be mekudeshes kula. So really, it's just a language issue. The language of chetzich mekudesh, when he uses a lashon of hekdesh, really means, in a certain sense, if we unwrap it, if we parse it, so it really means I want to be mekadesh all of you. So it really is just another way of saying I'm mekadesh all of you. So all the svaras that the Rashba says and the Rid says, that if you need her das, it's going to become ki, it's going to become mekadesh atzmo, or you don't say pashto, and there's two things. All these are svaras, whatever they mean, they're svaras in the lumbus of pashto. The Fitaisis, it's not a lumdus of Pashta at all. It's just a language. He's using the terminology of Pashta to convey the idea that he's Makadish all of her. So So in effect, it's like he's saying kulach mekudeshesli. So there's no problem of, and she's masking. So the svaras to Rishonim wouldn't work according to Tosfos. Tosfos says a different mahal. Tosfos in Echarani. If he says hariyat mekudesh, chetzich mekudeshes, then he wants to be mekadesh all of her, and he's saying that he wants to be mekadesh all of her, and in Echarani, Agamar is not talking about such a case. Agamar is talking about what he said other lashonis. The Lefi Tosfos, that when he says Hareyat Mekudeshes, Chetzich Mekudeshesli, and he says a Lashon of Kiddushin, so it's Keilo, we read into the language that in effect he's saying Kulach Mekudeshesli. So Lechaira, so Agamar says, no, that's, and Agamar Tosfos says he's not using a Lashon of Kiddushin. But what about an Omer Aleph? An Omer Aleph is using a Lashon of Kiddushin. And he says Chetzich Mekudeshesli, and the Gemara says it's no good because you have a Das Acheres. What's Tosfos going to do with the Rishonim's Kasha? The same way when he says Chetzich Mekudeshesli, he means Kulach. So when she says yes, lechara, she also means yes, all of me. So where's the lack in the Das Acheres? And that was the Rishonim's Kasha. The Rashba Tosfos read the same way he knows about Pashto, she also knows about Pashto. So why is there a problem with the Das Acheres? That was the Rishonim's Kasha Amar Aleph. What's Tosfos going to do with the Rishonim's Kasha Amar Aleph? Well, according to Tosfos, that it's a pragmatic thing. It's a semantic thing. When you say chetzich mekudeshesli, you mean kulach mekudeshesli. Because the Lashon of Hekdesh is a clue that in this language, chetzich mekudeshes, that combination, chetzich with the Lashon of Hekdesh, in effect is a way of saying kulach. So that's what she's assenting to. Even though she only was masking the half, but that half means all. So where's the chisor in the Das Acheres? That was the Rishonim's kasha. That's why they said those fancy svaras. What the Tosfos is going to do with those kashas? With that kasha, so how you have to say that? Mr. Tosfos Yazokin says. Tosfos Yazokin says on the bottom of Amud Aleph, those who have it. Tosfos Yazokin says, "Afal pi shehu kivein lekula, he loy kivna elo lechetzia." First, Tosfos Yazokin. We'll see in a minute. Tosfos Yazokin maybe is a little bit different than Tosfos, but this nekuda. Tosfos Yazokin says a svara that he, when he says chetzia, he's kivein lekula. Because of the dinei pashta, he knows about pashta, but she's only miskaven lechetzi. Yeah, so why that should be, I don't know. I mean, why is his kavana with the pashta and her kavana is without a pashta? What else he has a lashon? Yeah, ain't a misratzel l'mashas shemas. What else is lashon? Ain't a misratzel l'mashas shemas. Yeah, but hagufa, she's only misratzel l'mashas shemas. So why isn't he also only mechaven l'mashas oimer? Any idea? I don't know. Maybe somehow he knows Dinei Pashta. She doesn't know Dinei Pashta. Could be, but that's a Chodesh.
I don't understand this, but that is the answer of the Tosfos Yazokin. That's what he's talking about saying. That Kirvushtedeos is somehow that changes things.
Yeah, but he doesn't mean that she, Tosfos Yazokin doesn't, her doesn't mean that she doesn't know about it. She also knows about it. When you need his Haskama plus her Haskama, which you actually have, but since you need two Haskamas, you don't say Pashta. Whatever that means, I don't know what it means. I don't know. But what's Chavna Tosfos? I mean, who talks about it? I mean, you don't say Pashto when you need 2 days. But Tosfos is assuming that you have the 2 days. The Tosfos, yeah, Zokin is saying, and Tosfos Be'as also, you're right, Tosfos Be'as also says, Eina Mesratza L'mashe Shemas. You don't have her Eskom. But Tosfos Yazokin is actually more than Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't speak up with Feirish that he has Kavana for all of them. You know, maybe you could say like a Rochon's right, you know. He doesn't have Kavana either, but there's a magic of Pashto, which I don't believe, but. When Tosfos Yazokin is mefurish, he has kavana lekula and she doesn't have kavana lekula. Why should that be? I don't know. Maybe he went to Brisk and she didn't go to Brisk. Maybe that's what we're supposed. Maybe that's the shot. I'm not saying that's etzim so far fetched, but it should be spelled out. No, also because the difficulty in that is that it means that he has to know about dinei pashta by hektish. Like that we take that for granted. I don't know. He doesn't know living chatzis yishuv. Like I don't know why we. So I love you there. I don't know, but al kapanim lechor. That's what you have to say according to this.
Rashba cites Rabbi Hanan as saying lo gamra u'mapet nafsha. Is that more helpful formulation?
Yeah, but why? I mean, if she knows about it. She knows about pashto. Could be there's a room to say that in him, since he's actually saying, since he's saying the lashon of the kiddushin chetzich mekudeshes, and since chetzich mekudeshes. by definition, the dictionary definition of chetzich mekudeshes is that kula mekudeshes, because of this lashon hekdesh that's involved. So I don't care if he knows about it or not, because by him it's dvarim shebaleiv. He has dvarim shebepeh that he wants to mekadesh all of her. So the fact that he, I don't care if, maybe he doesn't know about it, but that's what he's saying. He may know about it, he may not, dvarim shebaleiv. But she ain't came by her, she doesn't have dvarim shebepeh. We just have her silence. And her silence, maybe her shtika kaida, maybe her shtika kaida is only to the literal chetzich. I mean, I'm not so sure why that should be. Why can her silence also be to the dictionary definition? You know, also have a, but still, it's not dvarim shebepeh. Maybe since it's not dvarim shebepeh, it doesn't abolish the dvarim shebelevishim. Meaning, I don't know. What's the pshat in this? But lemaise, it's a fair shul tesviyah zokin. So let's just assume that somehow we can say that he had kavana lekula and she didn't have kavana, lekula. Now, l'chol is a different horror here. If according to Tosfos, the way Poshta works for the way Tzviya Zokin is befeir. If the way Poshta works is because he had kavana l'kula, I think it was your horror yesterday. If the way Poshta works is because he has kavana l'kula, since he said a lashon of chetzich mekudeshes, and that combination, chesich mekudeshes, means kulech mekudeshes. So what's Tosfos asking now by us? That in the case of Agamara, chesich reputo, the chesich reputo, let's say Poshto. Chari here, we have a gili das, that when he said chesich reputo, he didn't mean kulech. Because he goes on and he says that your other half is with a different puto. So where's the... So here we have an indication in his own language that when he said chetzich, he meant literally chetzich. He didn't mean bakulich. He didn't mean bakulich. So therefore, they can't say poshto. So what's his kash in the first place? Then Mr. Tosh Yerzokin doesn't ask about poshto. We'll talk about that later. But Tosh does ask the kash of poshto. Assuming that I'm right, that according to Tosh, chetzich, the reason poshto is not really a lumdus, it's not a lumdus of poshto. It's a semantic poshto that the definition of chetzich mekudeshes is kulach mekudeshes. L'chor, that's only true if that's all he says. But if he then goes on to add, like l'chor kol ha'mosif gareh, but going on to add, and your other half is also mekudeshes to me with a different pruta, so isn't that an indication that when he said chetzich, he didn't mean kulach? And then there's no mokum for poshto.
Can we go on to second level?
So that's even worse. I mean, it's the same kasha. So here we have a gili. He was megala to us that the other, when he said chetzich, he meant chetzich. All right, because he said both. He said to chetzoy. If chetzich meant kulach, he didn't have to say the other half. So, I think what we would have to say is that if you say poska, that means that when he says the first half, but the first half is he's not thinking about the second half. Look at it. Poska means. In Rashi, we're mesupik of the day. If you say posko, so that means when he said the first half, he wasn't planning to say the second half? Or it means no, he was planning to say the second half, but as two separate dibur. So maybe in Tosfos will say the first way. That posko means, that's a suffix, whether we say posko or not, but posko means that when he said chetzich b'puto, he wasn't planning to say the other chetzich b'puto. And therefore, we could read into it everything that's implicit in it. Then afterwards, he decided to add the other half too, just for. But b'shas ma'ase when he said chetzich meputon, maybe we don't assume that he's going to say anything more. And since chetzich mekudeshes means kulech, fact Taisus, so let's say poshto. Taisus answers, he never said mekudeshes, he said mureses or something, so maybe there's no poshto.
I'm commenting using the second amira, and you're saying you can't establish his das based on the second amira, you also can't establish her das based on the second amira. And her das in the first amira, since it was poshto, was sort of for a woman to be the cause to have.
Yeah, but her shtik is after both. Her shtik is already after both. But it's tough, they did, but two dibur are one next to the other, and she's shaisen. So her shtika, she can still be her when he's finished talking, she's still quiet, and she accepts the kesef kiddushin after he says both halves. So her shtika is already acquiescing to. There's a shtika here that's acquiescing to both.
I mean her shtika after the first one was a wasn't it?
Yeah, so her shtika after the first one out, but she continues to be shaisik. And her shtika, it's still all teichid edibra, so her shtika at the end is also a shtika for the beginning. And it's really, it's the Kabbalah's Kesef shtika that's the main thing. So she's a Kabbalah Kesef shtika, and that shtika includes both halves. It doesn't matter. Even though B'Shas Ma'aseh, when he said the first half, he wasn't planning to say the second half yet. So when he said the first half, maybe he meant kulik. That's his kasha. So when she is shaysekis, now what is she? So from the first half, maybe she only was shaysekis to the half, but now she continues to be shaysekis, and that's to the other half, and that's still a shtika for the first dibur because the shtika is nimshach till the kabbalas hakesef. No, that's the point. She doesn't object before she's mekabel hakesef. So mainly, when she's mekabel hakesef, that's a shtika that includes all of the halves.
So the shtika after the first one would.
The shtika after the first one maybe doesn't count because then she was only misratzet the chetzim, but she continues to be shesekes, and she's shesim kabel keset b'shtika, and that's a shtika that goes on everything. L'chara, I understand there's certain doichkin here, but I don't see l'chara. This is how it would l'chara has to come out according to Tosis. One second. So it'll come out an interesting thing, if this is correct, that Tosis Kashu would not apply to... We'll worry about that later. So now, I want to show you something. Take a look at Tosis Yad Lakan Tam. Assuming you had it. I don't know. By me, it's the last, the second to last line at the end. Hosam behema. Hosam behema shulah. He's going to learn more about poshta. By behema, you say poshta because it's all his behema. But here, there's a das achev. So he says, Hosam behema shulah. Yivalekev a das hamaktish. V'hayil v'hikdish eivish ha'neshama tluyo kula reitzel l'kadish. So first of all, why does he say that he was makdish in Eivir Shanashama Tluyo? The Gemara had Pashto by Raglo also. That's Machaikas. Gemara said, Intim Slim. First of all, there's a Raglo. There's Pashto by even a Regal. And then, even the Madomer holds that there's no Pashto by a Regal, but by Eberish and Hashem Atluya, by there's certainly Pashto. Why is he only focusing on the Madomer of and the Eberish and Hashem Atluya? Pashto, the Gemara also Chathila introduced Pashto, even by a Regal, by a Eber that's not Neshama Atluya. Also, that he says this svara of kula roitzel lekadosh, that the pashtis mitzvah is kavana, but he says it not by kiddush, he says it by hekdash, by a behema. By a behema, what do you need is kavana for? By a behema, there is exeris hakosuv of pasht. By behema, by kodshim, pashtis is exeris hakosuv. But I'm saying if Tosis that by, you know, by kiddush is not exeris hakosuv, but if he uses a lashon of hekdash, so kilu is matbis in the industry, that it should spread as far as it would spread if it was hektish. But that hektish is pashto, that's doesn't matter what lashon he uses or what kavani he has, l'chayra, hektish exeris that kosta, there's a din of pashto. So what is, he says not that way. He says that since he was makdish evish and hashamat luyaboy, so his kavana is to be makdish kulam. So those are two questions Tosis is talking. Why is he only focus on evish and hashamat luyaboy? And B, why does he say that the Pashto works from Tadis Kavon? It's Gezeres HaKosov. Pashto by Kodshim is Gezeres HaKosov. So what's Miss Bakish over here? Taisu Yazokin.
He learned that these answers are causing those for when you read out
that actually. Taisu Yazokin apparently held. And there this the Taisu Yazokin apparently held. In the Gemara itself, the Xeris HaKosov of Poshto was said by Makdash Raglashulzum, by a regal. Taisus assumes that the and that's a machlek is tanon by regal. The Gemara says, but if you match Eivish Shanashomet Fliyavoy, then everybody agrees to Pashto. Taisus assumes that that's also Xeris HaKosov. And that's why Taisus asks, that's Xeris HaKosov, what does that have to do with Kiddushin? Could be the Taisu Yazokin is answering Taisu's kasha. That kasha Taisu Namad Aleph. There's no Xeris HaKosov by Kiddushin. So how do you have Pashto? So he answers that you don't need Xeris HaKosov. You only need Xeris HaKosov for Regal. A Ragla shall do Eilu, that's not Xeris HaKosov. Maybe that doesn't apply to Kiddushin. But the Tanu who doesn't hold from Ragla shall do Eilu, the Tanu who doesn't hold from Pashto, he doesn't have the Xeris HaKosov. So how come he's made by Eivish and Hashem HaTluyavoy? Because that doesn't need Xeris HaKosov. When you makdish an Eivish and Hashem HaTluyavoy, then you're kavono, when you say I makdish the heart of the behemoth. Well, the heart of the behemoth is the behemoth. That's the ikr of the behemoth. So when you makdish an Eivish and Hashem HaTluyavoy, your kavono is to be makdish kulu. And that would be a svar by Kiddushin as well. That's how he... That's the pshat. The Emerson, the Ritva says this before. It doesn't say in the Tosfos Yazokin, but the Ritva says this midas atzma. He has Tosfos kashma. What kind of? Why do you have poshto by Kiddushin? The Xeris HaKosov was only by the Xeris HaKosov was only said by Kotshim. Why should it be poshto by Kiddushin? So the Ritva answers. He has two answers, but his first answer is out there at the Tosfos Yazokin that the Xeris HaKosov is only for a regal for Eivah Shena Neshama Tluyavoy. That taka doesn't apply to that would not apply to Kiddushin. If we makdish her regal, then she would not be mekudeshes kul. She would not be mekudeshes. But the Eivish and Hashem Atluyavoy doesn't need Xeris HaKosov. That's a svar that was miskaven to lechula, and that's what the Gemara means to ask. And he speaks out the Ritva, even though the Gemara started with Ha'im Raglus Shuzoyla, the Afilu Madoma Ein Raglus Shuzoyla, but Hanim Yile Eivish and Afilu Madoma. They don't say poshto. That's only because it's not in Hashem Atluyavoy. But the Ritva speaks out. The main thing is the Gemara only brings in the regal to get to the Eivish and Hashem HaTluyavoy. The Gemara never entertained that it should have the din of that the Pashto of regal should apply to Kiddushin. The Gemara only brings in Raglus Shuzo'ayla as a stepping stone to, and even though that's controversial, and not only controversial, it's also Kotshimdik, but there's another kind of Pashto which everybody agrees to, which is not Kotshimdik, but which is a Svara, and that's if you say Chetz. I think that's the Pshat over here in Tosfos Yazokin. Rabbi Kvegu is Medayik that the Rashi holds this way, Rashi and Tmura. Because the Gemara in Tmura has a bay about an oif. It's the poshto by an oif, because the poshto is by the hema. So it's the poshto by an oif. And Rashi says it's talking about an Eivish and Hashem HaTluyavoy. So Vegas says, Pshat and Rashi, why only Eivish and Hashem HaTluyavoy? Maybe Eivish, what about Regal? Maybe Regal also is poshto about him. Rachel Kistanoi, why is Rashi set up the bay only in the Eivish and Hashem HaTluyavoy? So he says, because in a Regal where it's Xeris HaKosov, the Xeris HaKosov is hacked by a hema, not by an oif. The Gemara is a bayah by oif. So Rashi says the bayah is by regal. Why only by regal? Maybe by Eivish and Hashem HaTluyavoy. Says Rabbi Kreger, Pshat and Rashi, because Eivish and Hashem HaTluyavoy is a svar. It's a svar. It's even by Kiddushin, so certainly by an oif. But regal is Xeris HaKosov. In fact, it does not apply to Kiddushin. It's Xeris HaKosov by Behema. Maybe it's not Xeris HaKosov by an oif. Shal Terech, the Ritva and the Taisri has off. God, it makes more acute the question, so how come he has come on and not her? Right, Tashviyaz often goes on to say, he was Mechavan Lekulu, but she not. So he said, why does he have more Kavanah than her? Right, so I said before, well, maybe he went to Brisk and she didn't go to Brisk. Now it comes out, that's not enough. It will be Xeris HaKosov, so he knows about the Xeris HaKosov and she doesn't. But this is a svar, when you say the heart, you mean the behema. So when she hears the heart, she means she also, so that's a svar in Das Bnei Adam, so why should she be any different than him? You see, you have to say, listen, the chiluk is not because he's more learned than her. That's not the chiluk. The chiluk is somehow the person, I don't know what the chiluk is, but somehow when he says Eivish and Hashem HaTluyavoy, he means all of her. But she's only misratza to what she hears. He lechiv me al lechetz. I don't know why. That needs a husband. That fact needs a husband. Like upon him, it says here in Tosfos Yazokin, and in Ritva for that matter, the Feirish. I think it's Marumas here in Tosfos Yazokin, that Pashto is not a Gzeiras HaKosuf, but it's rather a svar. And the svar is, when you say chetzio, you mean kulu. So the chayra, the feet of Taisus Yazakin, Taisus is kasha here on the bays, comes back, and chayra has no teretz. Taisus by Yossi, Anam Bebeis, says, let's say by chetzio chukutu, by chetzio chukutu, Taisus, let's say poshtu. Here she was Mitzratza Lekul. Here you have a read, so you have the whole thing. So let's say Pashto. So what did Taisus answer? He didn't use the Lashon of Kiddushin, he used the Lashon of Eresin. So that's good if it's Gzeiras HaKosuf. So you could say, well, he's only referencing the Gzeiras HaKosuf when he uses the Lashonis of Kotshev. When he uses non-Kotshev Dikul Lashonis, he's not referencing Dinei Kotshev. But according to Taisus Yazakin, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara didn't mean we should say Pashto because it's Gzeiras HaKosuf by Kotshev that he's somehow invoking when he says the Lashon of Hektish. What's that? Rather, Pashto is just when you say an Eivrish Anashom Atluyaba, you mean Kula. And that's a Svara. And it's a Svara by Kiddushin as much as by anything else. So what's the difference if you said a Lashon of Hector or you said a Lashon of Eresin?
So here, the fact that he went back and said the second half is it was just a Svara, so that's for sure most of it is.
Yeah, but then Lachara, also maybe we'll use that. Maybe Taisus Yazakin will say that there. And let me just finish the kasha. So Taisus is teretz that he's using, not using the lashon of hekdesh, not going to help for the ritual. It's not going to help rather for the Taisus Yazakin. And for that matter, the teretz that we said with the other rishonim, the Rashba, the Rid, that you don't say, you can't say pashto over here because since you need her das, so it's kiyikach or like kisikach. Those are also only svaras in the kind of mimeludik hispashtos that you say, well, if she allows the hispashtos mimelud, that's called kisikach and not kiyikach. But if Pashto just means when he says chetzi, he means kula, and she's masking to that, so then the Rashba svar doesn't make any sense either. Like all these fancy svars, they only make sense if Pashto is some kind of new animal that the hektish is a mispashit, and we say, well, that concept of mispashtus, if she has to allow it, it's kisikach, or the rid, that if it needs 2 days, then we don't say it, whatever that means. But in the Taisur Yezokin, it's just a svar that when you say chetzi, you mean kula. So then, lechayr the Taisus kasha of Pashto comes back and is very strong. So yes, so maybe we could use what we said before. Maybe we could say that Taisus Yazakin held that Pashto doesn't mean that he changed his mind. Pashto just means that it's too dibur, but he knows his plan to say both. And here we have a gili milso that when he said half, he meant half, and he didn't mean kula. Maybe we could say such a term. But I think there's a different answer in the Taisus Yazakin. Because if you go back to Taisus Yazakin by us at Amud Beis. So there's also a few diukim in Taisus Yazakin. First of all, Taisus Yazakin, when he explains the svara of Pasuk and why Pasuk is no good by the first bayit, chetzech v'chatzi putu v'chetzech v'chatzi putu. So the words are solving. Maybe it's Pasuk and therefore it's no good. Why is it no good if it's Pasuk? What did Taisus Yazakin say? There's a chatzi putu. Rashi, it's a chatzi isha. Taisus Yazakin says, no, it's a chatzi putu. And we bother. Why is the focus on a chatzi? I mean, maybe it's true. It's a chatzi putu, but it's also a chatzi isha. And the chori in the hemshich of the Gemara, you need to come out to chatzi isha. The chetzich beputu, the chetzich beputu. That's not a chatzi putu. That's certainly a problem of chatzi isha. So why is Taisus Yazakin should introduce that into the discussion? And it's even worse because even if you'll say, well, the first bayah, since it's a chatzi putu, so he talks about chatzi putu. But then when he gets to the second bayah, chetzich beputu, the chetzich beputu, then he should explain. Here you don't have the issue of chatzi putu, but you have the other issue of chatzi isha. He doesn't say that. Nothing. He just says at the beginning of the sugya, it's a problem of chatzi putu, and Kilo leaves it alone. And now we're on inertia l'chayrut. If he said chatzi putu in the first bayah, then we're supposed to understand it. That carries through to all of the bayahs. But how could that be? The later bayah is not a chatzi putu, it's a whole putu. But then there's another deacon in the Taisus Yazakin. And here we have to know, because it's mishubish, we have to figure out what the gis is supposed to be. But when he explains the first Imtim Suleimer in the Gemara. The first Imtim Suleimer in the Gemara was, the Gemara started, Chetzich b'chatzi putu v'chetzich b'ratz chatzi putu. Is that Posko or Mayna v'haylech? Imtim Suleimer, that is Mayna v'haylech, what if it was Chetzich b'putu v'chetzich b'putu? Maybe that's already not called Mayna v'haylech. So it's implicit in the Gemara that the first case is more Mayna v'haylech than the second case. Why is the first case more Mayna v'haylech than the second case? So Rashi says, because in the first case, you're using a chatzi putu. A chatzi putu is not a bar tviso. So, since you're using a denomination that's not a bar tviso, a chatzi putu, it's mistaber that you don't mean it as an independent amira. You're rather being mine of ailuch. But in the second case, chesech beputa, the chesech beputa, so a puta is a bar tfisa. So maybe every half of what you're saying, every statement is independent. Or maybe not, maybe you still know your goyla. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. The Tosfos Yezakin also is misyaches to this question. Why is there an imtum tzolayma? Why is the second case more mine of goyla than the first? And he does not say what Rashi says. What does he say? So now we have to know what he says because it's very sosel. Chesich beputam out, right? How many guys have Tosfos Yezakin in their Gemara? Okay. If you don't have, maybe it helps to look with the other guy, but. Chesif beputam out. Da. Kitam, it's the second, it's the third, I guess, Dibur Maskli. Chesif beputam out. Da. Kitam mayna v'hoylech, shayach tfei. He's more mayna v'hoylech. He's explaining why the first case is more mayna v'hoylech than the second. It's shayach tfei, kishemechalik al hacheshbin, yoyser, mishe keshe koilol ha'echod, umechalik kihocha, she'ene mechalik haputa elo ha'isha. So the words, the way they're written, just don't make any sense. Just not intelligible. I think what it should say is, start from the top. Right, alacheshbin, but kolacheshbin. Yoyser, mishe kishe koilul ha'echod, umechalik, maybe hasheni, or the, you know, kihocha, she'eni mechalik haputa elo ha'isha. He's saying it's more minor. There's two elements here. There's the puta and there's the isha. So it's more minor v'haylech if you split both. You split the money and you split the isha. So then it's minor v'haylech. Half a puta, half a isha. Half a puta, half a isha. That's more minor v'haylech. But in a case where you split the one but not the other, he split the isha, but he didn't split the puta, so that's not so minor v'haylech. That's what he says. I mean, again, we have to... But without it, it's the chora that's misbakish, that's what we have to fill it over there. Otherwise, the words don't make any sense. He's explaining why chesich beputa is less mine of oilach than chesich bechatsi puta. So he says, because in chesich bechatsi puta, he split up everything. But in chesich beputa, the chesich beputa, he splits up the isha, but he doesn't split up the money. So now, what are you talking about? What's he talking about? In the chesich beputa, he didn't split up the money. He split up the money. He split the mekadosh with two putas. And he splits it up, one puta and one puta. Well, chora is the same thing. I mean, you have Rashi, this is bar tfisa, not a bar tfisa, but that's not what he says. He says that in the first case of chetzech b'chatzi puta, v'chetzech b'chatzi puta, he's splitting up the money and he's splitting up the isha. In the case of chetzech b'puta, v'chetzech b'puta, he's splitting up the isha, but he's not splitting up the money. What do you mean? He's splitting up the money. He's just using more money, but why is that not called? Half of you for $1 million, half of you for $1 million, he's also splitting up the money. $2 million and he's splitting it up. What do you see over here? That the Tosfos Yezakin learned Pshat in the Gemara that Chetzich Beputa and Chetzich Beputa is the same Puta. And he's not splitting up the money at all. And that's why it's like a not so mine of a Halachdik. I think it's Mamish, that's what he's saying. Chetzich Beputa and Chetzich Beputa means it's the same Puta. And with this Puta, I'm getting half of you and I'm getting the other half of you with the same Puta. And that's why maybe that's not so mine of a halach, because he's splitting up the isha, but he's not splitting up the puta. So Amish, I think that's Amish the translation of what he says. No, if that's the case, so it comes out that on the tzad of poska, that it's two different things. That if we're going to learn, he's not mine of a halach, and he's really buying half of you with that puta, and with the same puta the other half of you, and he's not being mine of a halach, but rather poska. He's making two kiddushins. So with how much is he? Then with how much is he mekadosh each half? With the chatzi puta, it's taka chisar and chatzi puta, and it's very geshmak. That's why at the beginning of the sugi he says it's a gemara but chatzi puta. It's not a gemara but chatzi isha. That's how he explained the first bayah. What's the chisar? And he says it's a chatzi puta, and he doesn't change his tune when he comes to the second bayah because all of these are bayahs about chatzi puta, and the same thing shnei chetzich beputa. If it's poska, if it's called the chasoyim. That means the bottom line is he's getting each half with half a puta, and it's a chisor of chatzi puta, not a chisor of chatzi isha. And if that's, and I think it's lishitosoi, because he can't learn it's a chisor of chatzi isha, because chatzi isha, it's not chatzi isha, it's poshta. He himself says when you say chatzi isha, you mean the whole isha. So she, that's what he said on Amaralef, but she only has kavona for half an isha. That's good on Amaralef. But here in Amit Bey, she has kavona for everything. She's misratzit to everything. So therefore, he can't work with chatzi isha by his lights. There's no chatzi ishul here. Kavanosei lekula, and she also has kavano lekula. So you have to. There's a push to coin to Taisu Yizokin. Taisu is kasha. Coin to Taisu Yizokin. You have no. You don't have Taisu teretz. The answer is einachinami. Taisu Yizokin. The Shitosei learns that it's not an issue of chatzi ishul. For the chatzi ishul, we have a push. It's an issue rather of chatzi puto. And the Shitosei learns that chetzich beputo. The chetzich beputo means not that he's in kasha with two putos. He's in kasha with one puto. And mimele, if it's poska, it's half a puta piece, and the chisor is not chatzi isha, but rather chatzi puta.
According to this,
what's the difference
between
shnei chatzi isha and sotei? The last gemara.
Yeah, shnei chatzi. Why don't you both?
Yeah, because it's a moina v'holach. I'll leave him masking to the Rambam.
It's less moina v'holach.
It's less moina v'holach.
It's one divor.
Although he himself holds like the Rambam, that moina v'holach is better, like the side issue. You weren't in the last case. And you're really mekadosh with the whole puto. You're just being main of a halach. You have to give her a puto. See, well, here's half a puto, half a puto. Or you're doing it before you put anything down. Half a puto. Total is a puto. So that's the mile of main of a halach. He says himself, the mile of a halach is as if he said a mekadosh with a puto, chetzich be and a half a puto plus a half a puto. But he started off by saying, I'm giving you a puto. That's what main of a halach is. And the last mile anymore. You don't have main of a halach. But still, since he said it together, maybe it's called one divot. Maybe it's, we look at it as an amir of a puta, not an amir of a chatzi puta. Anyway, that's in the fine print. But the main thing I want to bring out, all these Taisus Riyazokans, it's all one shita. You see in Taisus Riyazokan and Omid Aleph, his understanding of Pashto. That Pashto is not exeris a kosuv by kotshim, that's some kind of magic of his Pashto. Pashto by an Eivish and a Shom Atluyabai is not exeris a kosuv, it's a svara, that when you say chetzu, you mean kulam. And the only reason why it doesn't work is because she, since she only heard chetzia, and for some reason she doesn't hear it, I don't know what, we don't understand that exactly. But somehow, even though he means kula, but she's only misrasa to chetzia, and that's the problem with Omid Aleph. And if that's the case, then in Omid Beis, when Omid Beis, where she's misrasa to both halves, so then Avani should have what the Gemara calls poshto. Basically means he's miskava when he says chetzia, chetzia means kula. And if chetzi means kula, then everything he says is dinim mekadosh kula, and she's misratzit to kula. So there's no problem here with chetzi isha b'chal, which is basically Taisu's problem, and all of the various answers that we've had in Taisu Yizokin are not going to work. The answer is Taisu Yizokin l'shitosu learns enechanami. That's why Taisu Yizokin and Amud Beis at the beginning of the sugya says it's a sugya b'chetzi puto, not a sugya b'chetzi isha. And if it's a sugya b'chetzi puto, that only works by chetzi b'chetzi puto, b'chetzi b'chetzi puto. But what about the case of chetzi b'puto, b'chetzi b'puto? There's no. Where's the chetzi puto? Teretz Tosi Riyazok is l'shitosi. We're medayik in his somewhat mishumishtical language. We have to correct it a little bit, but he seems to be saying that the case of chetzi b'puto, b'chetzi b'puto means with the same puto. So bottom line is, if it's posko, then each half is only with the chetzi puto. And the reason, and he explains the Gemara is imtim tzuloimer. Not because here you had a whole puto and a whole puto, so like Rashi, that's a bar triso. No, it's a chatzi puta in both cases. The difference is in his language. In the first case of chatzi puta, say he was splitting up the isha and the puta. So that's more main of oilachtik. In the second case, he's main of oilach the isha, but he's not main of oilach the puta. The puta is not main of oilach. He says puta and just repeats puta and repeats puta. He's not main of oilach. The isha is main of oilach, chetzich and chetzich. So maybe that's less main of oilach. Because so we see that he's learning the whole Gemara is there's only one puta at stake, and therefore if it's poska, then the kiddushin is with the chatzi puta, and that's why it's no good. But in echanami, if he would makadosh with a money, then it should be mekudeshes. There would be nothing to talk about, because even if he split it up, it's not a chatzi puta. No, but since he said chetzich b'puto, so if it's posko, that means he's saying, it's as if he's saying, I'm being mekadosh half of you out of the puto, and the other half of you out of the puto. But we then that breaks down to a half puto per half.
But it's posko, so whatever he's saying.
No, but posko doesn't mean that what he's saying. Posko, you're right. There's a. It'll have to work. Paska doesn't mean he wasn't thinking about the second half. Paska doesn't mean he wasn't thinking about the second half. He was thinking about the second half. But it's a separate dibur. Paska means that when he says chetzich b'puto, and chetzich b'puto, so it's two amiras. He's planning to say both, but it's two amiras, and therefore we interpret it to mean chetzich with the pruta, the same pruta with which I'm going to do the other chetzich. And which means, you know, we have to then interpret that, we have to crunch the numbers, but that means that he's being mekadesh each half with the half of pruta. But it's a chatzi pruta de kiddushin. But you are right. We have to say that Poskut doesn't mean that when he said the first half, he wasn't planning to say the second half. Because he wasn't planning to say the second half. And a guy just says chetzich b'puto, and chetzich means kulich, and that would mean he's mekadesh the whole isha with the whole pruta. I would say later it would be irrelevant. But I said, I believe it can't be a chazor. It's not a chazor. It's a posko. It's not a moed of holich, but it's not a chazor. That's true.
Since there are two pshatim in Pascha,
yeah.
Is it the Chorim? There's no hacharach anymore. And the Rambam fundamentally disagrees with Tosfos. Maybe he agrees about the whole Tosfos full understanding of Amud Aleph, but just disagrees with the Nekuda about Pascha being chazara or not.
Which I'm going to remind.
Rava says that the case of Tatsiyeh Chidush, the Pruta is Bilshon Hek, is Bilshon Kiddushin. It could be he still agrees with the Tosos, but mentally just he argues on the Nakuda about Pascha.
Oh, no, it's a Gilin also that he doesn't mean,
right.
Since he learned Pascha is out of Chazor, so he's Megaladas, that he doesn't mean for it to be mispashed. The truth is, it becomes now Ha'ar and Tosfos Yazakan also. If Pascha does not mean that he changed his mind, and if Tosfos Yazakan understands Pascha to mean he meant Kula, so here you attack Avigi Lidasi didn't mean Kula. So there shouldn't be a Pascha. So let it be a Chatzi Isha Dikadin, not a Chatzi Puta Dikadin. Okay, I'm not sure about that. Okay, I have to run because I have a meeting here, and then I have to go to Brooklyn. So, yeah.